¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show. Spanning generations. After 25 years. Helping millions of listeners start their day. Bert retires in 20 shows.
It's time to get up and stomp your feet. Do this great foot-stomping Transylvanian beat. Start nice and slow.
One, two.
Then speed up more.
One, two, three, four.
And stomp away.
One,
cause we're
three,
about
four,
to find out
five,
the number of
the
day.
What's the number? Snap, snap. What's the number? Snap, snap. What is the number?
The number of the day. Might be plenty. The number of the day is 20.
That's the number.
That's the number of the day. 20.
You had a hard time finding 20, didn't you?
Yeah.
Wow, 20 shows left. That feels a lot less than 21.
It does it now.
It does.
A whole extra show?
It does. 21 seems different than 20. How was the weekend, everybody? Abby, how you doing?
It was good. I mean, I just had a very stereotypical weekend where I went out one day of the week and then I bed rotted for the other day of the week and then did something productive for the third day. I feel like every day needs its own theme. One for debauchery, one for laying in your bed, and the other for putting good out into the world.
So what's Friday, Saturday? Like, who gets debauchery day? Friday, Saturday, or I'm assuming not Sunday because we got to be here.
No, Friday was for the girls. Can you imagine if I was like, yeah, yesterday at medieval times, that was, I showed up super drunk to hang out with all the kids. I had a flask of vodka in my purse. No, Friday was like the fun day. So I had like a girls' night with some friends. We needed to catch up. We needed to kiki. We needed to hit on men who wanted nothing to do with us. So we did all that on Friday in Buckhead. And then Saturday, I was like, you know what? I just need a day to just have zero thoughts in my head. I want to do nothing. I want to be nothing. I want to see nobody. And that's exactly what I did. And then Sunday, I was fully charged and ready to go for the BBA reunion.
That was great yesterday. Medieval times, man. And again, you talk about perspective, right? You're hanging out with all those kids and all those parents at medieval times that are doing nothing except like focusing on what's in front of them. It's pretty awesome. I had a pretty chill one too. Let's see. Friday night, hung out with Amanda and Asa in Roswell. Saturday, I went to go see Back to the Future, the musical with Hayden because it was his birthday. Mm-hmm. And man loves a good musical. So we went to the Fox, which was pretty cool. And then I watched Georgia get smoked by Alabama. God, Georgia's just Alabama's bitch. Dang. And then yesterday was the reunion, which was really, really great. Touching. So good to see everybody. We had 400 people out there yesterday.
That's
it was
incredible.
Awesome at medieval times. How was Kentucky?
Kentucky was lovely as always. So my husband's best friend got married this past weekend. Big congratulations to Markham and Kelly. It was beautiful. It was small. It was intimate. And it was a good time. The pores were heavy. That was a long trip home yesterday.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than being feeling like that in a car or a plane is even worse than that.
Well, because Granny was awesome. Jimmy got to spend the night with Granny, got to spend the night with his cousins, and he did not want to leave. Like when we went to go get him Sunday to like hit the road, he's like, "But Mama, you said I had 2 days in Kentucky." And I'm like, "Well, technically today's the second day, babe, but we have to drive home." "I don't want to." And I'm like, "That's a good sign." Kid had a good time. So we got there Friday by the skin of our teeth. Literally, rehearsal started at 4. We rolled into our hotel at 3:45. Like, it was tight. And That was lovely. And then Saturday, take him down to Granny's so he can make biscuits and cornbread and chocolate chip cookies.
No wonder why you didn't want to leave.
My man loves his car. I know, right?
He couldn't leave. You were trying to roll him out to the car.
Man loves his carbs. And we just had the best time at the wedding. Like I said, it was gorgeous. Her dress, y'all.
She looked beautiful.
Her dress was stunning. And like, it was so simple and elegant from the front. And then the back. Oh, the back was like amazing. So we had the best time at the wedding.
They gonna make it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long?
I'm shocked you asked that. I probably wouldn't have been honest if it was the other way around, but like, no hesitation. Absolutely. Say again.
Well, how long? They said, how long are you going to make it? And I said, or are they going to make it? And I said, well, it depends on how long.
Yeah.
They could make it a year.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to go the distance.
They're going to go the distance, okay, for sure. They had their dogs in the wedding and it was so cute. So
am I the only one that's that will admit that when you go to a wedding, you kind of judge like, are they going to make it or not?
Yeah.
I'm the only one?
No, I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been to some good weddings that typically I feel like when I'm sitting there, I'm like, I feel like I'm a part of something that's long lasting. But yeah. I have been a part of one divorce already, so maybe I shouldn't feel that way.
God, I was so wrong about you and Bart.
Yeah, I know. Everybody was. Everybody was. His friends, when Bart and I first started dating, they started a betting pool. His buddies did on how long we were going to last. We've obviously smoked everybody that had made any bets because they didn't think we were going to have longevity.
Well, in the beginning, I mean, they don't really know who you are at that point, but by the time you got married, I mean, everybody could see, like, these guys, this is till death do you part.
Well, we were already a decade in, I'd hope so. and so, yeah, they were pouring heavy there at Dudley's on Saturday night. And then, of course, KK, I'm like, we go outside, we do the little, like, sparkler farewell, and they go into, like, their big Mercedes van and head to an after-party location. And, of course, we're going to go because, I mean, Bart's the best man.
Duh.
Let's do this. And we get there. And the moment we get there, I had immediate regrets. I'm like, we should just walk back to the hotel.
No.
Didn't even have a cocktail there. But, you know, sat, mingled, chatted, blah, 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 whatever. And then I just look at Bart and I'm like, we have to go.
This is consistent with you. Where were we the last time you did this to me? Were we at the radio convention? You're like, come on, let's go and have one more. And I'm like, no, KK, I want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And you're like, come on. Yep. And then we go. And then as soon as we walk in the bar, I order a drink and I look around and Kristen's gone.
I'm notorious. That's a KK move. That's a classic KK move. So yeah, Sunday we were a little bit on the struggle bus. And when we leave Kentucky, I have to start driving first because of where my mom is located. We have to take really windy back roads to get to like the interstate. And I'm like, but I also felt so bad that I was driving first, but we got about like 2 hours into the trip. And I told Bart, I need something greasy and you have to start driving. Cause I'm like, I'm donezo. I, you know how bad it was? I had McDonald's and Taco Bell on the way home.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
That is one hell of a trip by the time you got home. Damn.
I had McDonald's. I had a Filet-O-Fish and a Chicken Taco Supreme.
I didn't even know they still made Filet-O-Fish.
While you're hungover, you had a Filet-O-Fish.
It's the only thing I ate at McDonald's.
Really? I didn't even know they still make it.
Oh my God, yeah. You always get it without the tartar sauce because then you get a fresh one and the bun's like real shiny. Like it hasn't been sitting there under the lights for a long time. And then I get ranch and ketchup and I dip it in both and that's what I eat.
Ew.
I'm horrified.
That sounds terrible.
It's so good.
We literally have to
do the double dip. You got to dip it in ranch and then you got to dip it in ketchup and then you eat
that
it.
That sounds disgusting. We have to do terrible food combinations later that you absolutely love.
That's not a terrible food combination.
Oh, it's terrible.
The combination that makes it terrible is the fact that you were hungover choking down fish from McDonald's.
Yeah, it was weird. I'll give you that. And then Jimmy at one point had to go pee and so we pulled off again and we were looking for the best spot and the Taco Bell looked brand new. So Bart's like, I'm going to the Taco Bell and I'm like, I need a Chicken Soft Taco Supreme. I mean, Lord. So
Lord.
Here, it was, hey, a good time was had by all.
Good. How about you, Cass? Anything good happened this weekend?
Yes. It was my birthday. I turned 40 and my husband surprised me with a getaway to Blue Ridge. So we were in the mountains and my sister flew in and surprised me.
Oh, that's cool. Aww.
Yeah. So it was a really low key weekend and
nobody got struck by lightning. Nobody got hit by a car.
Chased by a bear.
Nobody broke a bone.
So none of that, but the whole weekend did go not according to plan and things went very, very wrong, but in a good way ended up being okay. And I'll talk more about that later. But funny enough, I posted, I tried to stay off social for most of the weekend and text, like I just disconnected. expected, but they had really cool, like, unique wallpaper in the basement of, like, a Yeti. And so I just took a picture and posted it. And our former producer, Kaylee's wife, Erin, hit me up. She's like, we were literally in that house on Wednesday.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, it was the same house. And we also got married at the same wedding venue. Like, we keep copying them.
That's funny.
And so they clearly have good taste. But I was like, I feel like this is a good sign. This is a Burt Show house now. Like, it's no longer these people's house. But it was a great weekend. And I saw a shooting star in the hot tub, like, the night before my birthday. And I was like, I feel like this is...
good sign.
Yes, yeah, a good sign.
You need... take the signs,
I'm
going
to take it. I made lots of wishes. My sister was still talking. I was like, shut up. I am making a wish and I needed to stick.
Here, Burt Show. It's the Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We finally know who's going to be the 2026 Super Bowl halftime performer on February 8th at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara, California. It is not Adele. It is not Taylor Swift. It is not Ed Sheeran. It is not anybody else that has been thrown around. The person that is going to be performing on February 8th at the halftime show is none other than Bad Bunny. He says in a statement that he's doing it, quote, for my people, my culture, and our history.
This is going to be a party. It's going to be a party on stage. It's going to be a big production. It's going to be great. Now, I felt like this news got a little overshadowed this weekend, though, with rumors.
With rumors.
The rumors that Taylor turned it down.
So there are rumors that Taylor did turn it down. Well, there was a big rumor that she was going to be the Super Bowl halftime performance because us Swifties, we're pretty normal. But when it comes to Taylor doing any kind of interview, we can't be normal about it. And so she kept saying the number 47. She kept talking about, like, sourdough, which I guess is the San Francisco 49ers mascot, like Sourdough Sam. And so everyone thought she was kind of dropping hints that she was going to be the Super Bowl halftime performance. Also with the context that this is probably going to be Travis Kelce's last season in football, and hopefully maybe they can perform together in different ways at the halftime show. But rumors are coming out that she turned it down because she didn't want to do the Super Bowl halftime show for Brie. And that's notoriously what the halftime show is all about, is you have to pay your way for that kind of exposure. And an unnamed music executive has come out on the record and said anonymously that Taylor wasn't asking for favors. She was asking for respect in regards to wanting to be paid for this performance. Taylor knows her worth. She knows the kind of ratings she brings, the global attention she commands. She wasn't about to hand that over for free.
I love how you said on the record anonymously.
you know, on the record, but like without his name.
Very brave. If that would make 100% sense. If the rumor is true, she don't need that.
No, she doesn't need it. But it almost, the thing about Taylor is, and I'm putting words in her mouth, but this is just my assumption as someone who's followed her for 2 decades. Taylor Swift really likes being famous. And if I'm Taylor Swift and I really like being in the room with all the big names and I like creating a legacy that I'm going to be proud of, to me, I feel like it's a box that goes unchecked if you don't do the Super Bowl halftime performance. Not necessarily because she needs the exposure. It would cost her like $5 to do the whole performance. But to me, this is a part of your legacy that you're giving up. And I'm sure maybe she'll do it at some point. I don't know. Maybe she just really wants to keep the spotlight on Travis. That's always been my theory as to why she hasn't done the Super Bowl halftime show in recent years. I think she probably would have done it by now if she wasn't dating him. But to me, this is such a big deal that I would want my name in the history books of getting to be a part of that legacy.
Cassie, grab a mic here. All right, all of us, here we are. We are now role-playing. We are Taylor's team right now, and we just got the call from the NFL, and we haven't presented this to Taylor just yet, and we are brainstorming if she should do it or not, okay? So I am coming to the table. You guys are Taylor's chief consultants right now. Hey, you guys, just got a call from the NFL, and they are seriously considering and want Taylor Swift's to do the halftime show. What do you think, Kristen?
Totally kidding. I honestly...
You are the consultant. You are now brainstorming if we should do let our talent do this.
My gut says no.
No.
Yeah. And I get it, like, this is probably going to be Travis's last year in the NFL, right? And the way that couple works, and I don't think he would ever ask her not to do the Super Bowl, right? That doesn't just, and again, I'm speculating on a couple that I have never met, nor will I ever meet. But I think Taylor, too, she's also a person who stands on her lawyer laurels. So if this anonymous source or whomever is right.
That went on the record.
That went on the record. Anonymous. The anonymous source that went on the record. It totally tracks. And so I'm a consultant, but I'm also aware that Taylor knows what she's doing. And I'm like, if she doesn't want to do it, then, I mean, don't do it.
Cassie, what do you think? What's the advice as an advisor you give to Taylor?
She should do it. She's releasing a new album. It'll be a few months down the road, so it'll pick up album sales again, make a lot of money. Great thing that it's probably Travis's last year, but specifically from a numbers standpoint, one, it would probably bring in the highest ratings for the NFL. It's a natural shoe-in. Then she could also capitalize and ride that wave through her wedding, sell the photos if she wanted to for a charity. It's a good moneymaker, especially if you're thinking of the fact that she might retire and have a family later on. Go out with a bang.
If I'm a consultant, I'm like, don't do it.
I think Taylor and Travis should do the Super Bowl halftime show together. I think that this is the perfect way to meet in the middle. But instead of her performing all of her hit songs that I know and love, I think they should just get married on the 50-yard line.
This is The Bird Show.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tell you what sucks when you have some kind of tension with a neighbor, because you know when you're pulling up to your house or your apartment or whatever, it's like the one place you want to be able to let your hair down, be stress-free before you walk in the door, right? I have been in these situations before where you're just hoping you don't see that one neighbor that you have tension with, and Abby was fine. Everything was fine until The Bird Show.
I am a victim of my own job and the things I have done to myself on the air. And I think a segment I did last week inadvertently put me in a very uncomfortable situation with my hot neighbor that lives across the hall that I think now knows that he's my hot neighbor. And it has everything to do with the segment I did last week and my Ring camera and a weird moment I had with this man in the hallway.
This is not a you problem. This is a too many listeners problem. So we're working on that.
Yeah.
To have less listeners.
We'll have zero after October
24th. So I'll be free and he'll never have to see me again after my lease runs out. So really, we're all in good company here.
The only morning show weaning off of listeners.
So last week I came on here and I was talking about this Ring camera that I got because I'm a woman who lives alone and I'm frightened. So I got this Ring camera, and for about 30 days, Blink will do this thing for free where it will record clips of anything that happens around your house or outside of your apartment door as a way to lure you in so you pay more so you can have a better security system. So for the last 30 days, I've been really enjoying going on my Blink camera and seeing what my cats are up to while I'm gone, seeing when they eat, seeing when they paw at each other and fight each other. It's like my own reality show. I'm like, what are my cats doing today?
Aren't there people that do that on vacation too? Like you're sitting on a beach somewhere, but you want to see what your cats are doing, so you turn your camera on just to check them all out, or your dogs or whatever?
Yeah, you're saying people, but it's me. Okay. I'm that person. I was doing that all while I was on a beach in Greece. I'm like, I miss my kitties. What are they doing? And so because now I have a camera outside my door, I can see who's walking by my apartment. And I found that there are some very interesting characters that live in my building. Someone who is literally doing cardio in my hallway.
Is that right?
Yeah, someone's like, I see this woman running back and forth my door constantly. I'm like, girl, we have a gym. There are treadmills downstairs. In fact, there's a park like half a mile down there. You can run to the park where other people are running. You don't need to. I'm like, is there someone chasing you? And then I saw it like a couple days in a row. I'm like, no, this is This is just how she gets her cardio in.
She's doing her high-intensity sprints right there in the hall.
Exactly, right in front of my door. And now I know why my cats are constantly hiding from the door. I'm like, no one's out there. Turns out there is.
But now I'm just curious. Like, I want to talk to her. I want to know about her routine. I want to know why she decided that sprints down the hallway was a better investment than, like, I don't know, going to the gym or going to the park.
Maybe she didn't have a lot of time, and she's like, I don't have time to go to the gym, so I got to get something in today. Maybe. How long is she out there for?
Well, I've seen her like in 30-minute increments. So really? I live right next. Huh? Well, God, I don't want to give context for where I live. But yeah, basically, I see her frequently in 30-minute increments. Like, wow. I'll see her go past, and then 15 minutes later, she'll come back and do the same thing. Huh? And she's just sprinting. And I'm like, how have you not hit a small child yet? She's old. That woman is moving. She is moving and grooving. So I've seen her doing whatever the heck she's doing. And then, of course, I noticed that I have a door right across from the hallway. So I have, you know, neighbors directly across me. So there's a door. And so anytime they leave their apartment, it will record. And it has for the last 30 days. And I noticed, I'm like, oh, there's a man that leaves that apartment. And he's very, very handsome. He's got a couple of dogs. Looks like a great dude. Definitely my type. And then one day I saw him leaving with his girlfriend or sister. We're still hanging on to hope. And I was like, oh my God, this is such a bummer that I've been falling in love with this man over my Ring doorbell camera. And you're in a relationship. What a bummer. So anyway, I come on here. I tell that story, not really thinking anything of it because, you know, we're going to be unemployed in a month. And this was Friday. So I left the show on Friday and I did something I don't normally do. Typically, I will go straight up to the parking garage. I'll go to my apartment and then I'll do whatever I have to do for the rest of the day. But on Friday, I do Legree after the show. So I was like, I don't want to go all the way up to the parking garage. So I'm going to park outside my apartment, run inside, change my clothes, and then come back downstairs. So I don't have to go through the whole rigmarole of going back down the apartment or back down the parking garage. So I park and then I go, you know, I'd really like some coffee. I'm feeling a little tired. So let me run to the, what's it called? Like the leasing office. Let me go to the leasing office, get a coffee and go up to my apartment. So I get my coffee and I come back and I notice that coming from the other end of the hallway on the side where the park is, I see that somebody's coming towards me with a couple of dogs. I'm like, oh, okay. Like I'm going to share the elevator with someone. I'm like, you know, mentally preparing myself for small talk. And then I look up and I'm like, I think that's my hot neighbor. And so I'm like, okay, well, don't be weird, Abby. Like, don't make eye contact. Like, just get in the elevator like a normal person. And I'm like instructing myself on how to behave like a normal human. I'm like, say hello and ask what floor he needs to get on, even though you know exactly what floor he needs to get on.
Are you ChatGPT in this? Like, how to talk to a stranger?
Physically, I'm like, don't know how to act. So I punch the elevator door and I'm sitting there in the lobby waiting for it to go ding and take me up. And I notice that as I'm standing in the elevator lobby, I can hear the footsteps stop abruptly. And I'm kind of doing like a side eye because I'm preparing myself again to have to like act like a normal human and not like a ChatGPT robot. And I notice this man stopped right before the entrance to the elevator lobby and he's just standing there with his two dogs. And I'm like, did this man see me and is now actively avoiding me? So I get into the elevator and I punch, you know, my floor number. I'm like, ding. And I'm standing there. I'm kind of like, I'm not trying to make eye contact with him because this is about to be more uncomfortable because if he is hiding from me, I don't want to make him uncomfortable because it's already a weird situation. And he's just standing in the hallway just waiting for me to go up so he can get in the elevator and not have to make eye contact with me.
Okay, all so right. Is it possible you're in your head about this whole thing? Again,
you gotta have you met her?
Yeah, you got to read that overthinking book that I gave you last week.
I refuse!
As the challenge.
I refuse.
Is it possible the dude has two dogs?
Yep.
You're getting into the elevator.
Yep.
He's standing there. He's being polite by letting you go up so it's not cramped in the elevator. And in your head, it's like, this guy has heard the segment. He hates me and thinks I'm weird.
But there's nobody else. It's just me in the elevator. You're telling me there's not room for me and your doggies?
If I was there with my two dogs, I would wait until the person went up. Just like, you know, and we don't know how his dogs act. And mine are a little bit rambunctious. So if he has, you know, if he just wants to be not even protective of the dogs, but just respectful of whoever else is in the elevator, I would have pulled the same move as him if I had my two dogs.
So you're saying he cares about me, Chris?
Yes!
Totally.
My hot neighbor really cared about my elevator experience.
He did.
Totally it.
He did. So now
there's a chance. So you're saying there's a chance.
God, I wish there was a way we could get this guy on just to see what the actuality of the situation was compared to what was going on in your head.
If this man didn't have a girlfriend, I would have no problem like sliding a note under his door and being like, hey, you want to come on? But I feel very uncomfortable making his girlfriend uncomfortable.
And it's only going to get worse if you do that.
Exactly. So
This is The Burt Show.
You guys, I got to tell you something, man. I was so touched this weekend. I was at the Fox Theater and I went and I worked out this weekend. And so many people have come up to me and thanked me for this show over the course of the last 25 years. And it has really been touching. I realize now how many people listen to the show at Lifetime that have just been leaving me alone while I'm working out because I've seen the same people for like 10 years and now they're coming up to me and they're saying something, which I really, really, I thank you for. You let me work out, but now don't let me. Come on up. really touching stories. And at the Fox Theater also on Saturday, it was Hayden's birthday. So I took him to go see Back to the Future, the musical. And man, people were just so nice. And I'll tell you what, they were saying some really touching things. And what I loved about that more than anything else is that my son got to see that. I mean, there's something about that. Like your son seeing that you've made a difference in people's lives. And I've been getting these DMs and I've asked you guys, like, look, the last thing I want to do is take like this victory lap for the next month. Like, hey, there's just a difference between saying, hey, thank you so much, and then telling me how this show has somehow, some way gotten you through a really tough time. Those are the ones that are really, really touching me. So you volunteered those. And when I'm getting them, I like to read them for everybody because I feel like when they come to me, they're really coming for everybody that has worked on this show. And specifically, Kristen, you were named in this one. So I want to share this with you guys because you just don't know. Forget about a radio show. You really don't know how you're touching people on a day to day. You don't know what they're going through. You just don't know how just like, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Like just going through your common day could really change somebody's life. And you don't need a radio show to do that. We do. So we have a little bit more of an opportunity, but you don't need it. Bert, I know your DMs are flooded with messages from listeners who adore you guys, but I felt I had to share how you and your show have impacted me. And by the way, if you're just checking in and you've been like on vacation, the show's going off the air on October 24th.
What?
Well, yeah. After 25 years, I am hanging it up and the Burt Show's turning the lights off on October 24th. I was introduced to your show through my mom when I was in middle school. I'm 33 now.
That's why you're retiring.
Yeah. Introduced in middle school, 33 now. I've heard so many stories like that over the course of the last couple of weeks. They don't even faze me anymore. She had to start driving me to school because I was relentlessly bullied. You all provided an escape when I had no friends and felt so terribly alone. I continued to listen through high school and college on the app. I unexpectedly lost my mom at the age of 24 in 2016. My world was turned upside down, to say the least. But there was the Burt Show doing what y'all do best, putting a smile on my face. You were my comfort blanket. When I miss my mom desperately, I could again escape my hell and listen to my radio friends, who she introduced me to so many years before. When Kristen lost her dad a few years later, I was devastated for her and could literally feel her pain. But as strange as it sounds, this too provided so much comfort. Losing my mom so young, none of my friends knew what to say or how to comfort me. Her heartfelt expressions of grief validated my own, and I will always have a special place in my heart for her. There will be a Burt Show size hole in my heart on October 25th, but all good things must come to an end. I wish you the absolute best on your next journey. Thank you for the laughs and tears over the years from Natalie.
Natalie, bless you, Natalie. Thank you so much for those kind words. And I'm a firm believer. It's never too late whenever the loved one passed away. So I am so sorry for your loss. This is a weird journey that we're on, but as weird as it is to say, I'm glad we're on it together.
Yeah, it's just been a really, really touching. And again, when I am reading these, and even former members of the show that probably aren't listening anymore, I want the word to get back to them that when they came in here, it wasn't just all about laughs. We provided some kind of escape. And you can do that in your own life also. You just never know how you're going to touch somebody, you know?
Listen. It's the Vert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is a level of dedication I am just not familiar with.
We used to have it.
Did we?
Yeah, when we were younger, I would have said 10 o'clock. That's early.
Maybe so. Maybe now I've like ruined so many brain cells. I have no recollection of that. I mean, and again, I'm not mad. I am impressed. Like, this is, there is no other fan base like the Swiftie fan base.
That is true. You, when you first started this, not the show, but your career, you wouldn't be out till like 12, 1 o'clock and then just get up at 3, 4 in the morning to do the show?
Oh, God. Well, no. So not when I was doing morning radio. When I first started in radio, I was doing promotions. And we always had, like, you know, for promotions, late night gigs and stuff like that. And like the rock station I worked for, we were up to all hours of the night. I didn't roll into work till like 10:30.
Oh, God, glorious.
Yeah.
Until
I got called into the office and my marketing manager was like, yeah, we're going to need you here a little bit earlier.
I was working on a morning show in San Diego where I was out one night till like 2 in the morning, stumble on in there, and I was producing the show also, so I had to be in there early, and I was on the air. And they literally, during the show, kicked me out of the studio and said, go home.
Yeah. Well, you remember, there have been times when you and I were in New York for that Taylor Swift performance. And I was most definitely still hammered when we started the show from New York the next morning. It was bad.
I am guessing that will be you on Friday morning after being out till 1 in the morning listening to Taylor Swift.
I am a true professional, and I want to hear it with a clear head. So I will be drinking nothing but Diet Sprite the whole night.
Liar. All right, so what happened at this wedding this weekend that was so bizarre?
No, yes, I think it's bizarre, but I was so touched and I was so moved that the bride something borrowed came from me and I didn't even realize it, all right? And so if you ever had a very unique something borrowed, whether you were the person that gave it or like loaned, because it's borrowed, if you loaned it to the bride or if you were the bride, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. Because I need you to beat this one. And it's hair. All right?
Hair?
It's hair. She borrowed your hair? My extensions. All right. So listen to me.
We're right here.
So what am I going to do? Not?
Yeah, we're getting paid.
Oh, no. I've been telling stories before and people have definitely not been listening to me in the studio. I have noticed. All right. So about a month ago, we went to the tour championship at Eastlake and my husband's best friend came in and that was like his bachelor weekend, right? He didn't want a big bachelor party. He wanted something simple. He and his wife, they're husband and wife now. His then fiance at the time, they are huge golfers. Like that's how they belong to the same country club and they golf all the time together. And like their wedding vows, like I say vows, they just said I do. They didn't write their own vows for each other. But the man who officiated the wedding had all kinds of like golf innuendos and puns and stuff like that. Like it's a big part of who they are as a couple. So we go to this golf tournament. And then and remember, I told you guys we went out to dinner afterwards. And that was the night I ran into a glass window going out of a revolving door. All right.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of tells you the state I was in that night. So yeah, I face planted into this glass window. I thought I broke my nose. Thank God I didn't. And we go home. And when we go home, I don't even know how it came up, but I think we were talking about her and how she was going to do her hair, her makeup, dress, etc. And I'm like, oh my God, I have a bag of hair. And so we're in the living room. And this made me realize how intoxicated I may have been that night, which explains why I face planted into a glass window. I ran upstairs and got my giant bag of hair because I have clip-in extensions from J. Gold Salon. All right. So I come downstairs with this bag of hair. I go in the kitchen and I get a giant gallon Ziploc bag. And I put in a bunch of hair extensions in there for her because I have two sets. One has a darker root and the other has a blonder root. She's very blonde. So I gave her all my super blonde extensions for the wedding just, you know, to feel like to give you a little more volume and
to make you just have that really glorious thick head of hair for your wedding. And she was so excited. Now, my husband and her fiance were standing there looking at us like we were crazy women doing some kind of like secret transaction with a bag of hair. And they're looking at each other. They're not getting it. She was stoked about it. And I was more than happy to, you know, hey, let her borrow the hair. So come to find out, I'm at the wedding, and at the rehearsal, she comes up to me and she goes, "By the way, you're my something borrowed." And I go, "I am." She's like, "Yeah, I'm wearing your hair extensions tomorrow, and they're my something borrowed."
Oh my God.
That is so random.
And I'm like, "You, this is so cute, and I'm so honored." So at the wedding, after, you know, the ceremony, we're in the dining room, waiting for guests, and I'm talking to her, and like her hair looks amazing. Like, I mean, and you're none the wiser. Like, nobody would have known that she had a track or two in her head sure. to make her hair thicker. And so, yeah, her something borrowed for her wedding were the hair extensions I gave her when I was completely shmammered off my butt and when I ran into a glass window. So I was talking to Bart about it, and I go, "Was that weird that I did that?" Because again,
I mean, weird with you is so relative.
I know.
Right? With all of us.
Her and I, like, you know, obviously Bart and Markham go way back. Like, they've been best friends since they were 18 years old, and they're 50 now, right? So they've been together. She and I have hung out twice.
That is weird.
And I gave her a back of my hair.
That is strange.
She looked absolutely stunning and gorgeous, and I was very honored to be the something borrowed.
You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning, Jessica. Kristen was just telling us how bizarre it was that the bride's something borrowed was Kristen's hair. You got one?
My hair extensions.
Can you beat that?
Well, yes. Number one, congratulations on retiring, Bert. I have been listening for 20 years. Started when I was in high school, and I am now 35.
Don't do that.
So
there's no need to do that. We don't need to do Burt Show math anymore. Thank you. Appreciate you.
This is my first time calling in, so figured why not do it while you're still here.
Thank you.
But I had a friend who, on her wedding day, was getting ready, started to put on her dress, and realized she didn't have any underwear. So I just happened to have a brand new pair of white underwear from Target, and that was then her something new for her wedding day.
Her something new.
So this was underwear that
I guess it's not really borrowed because I didn't use it, but
okay.
It was then her something new.
So in my mind's eye, you were taking your underwear off and she was putting it on, but that's not the case.
No. Luckily, it was brand new tags on, but I said, you know what? Apparently, I don't need this today. You do.
Okay, but Jessica, what would have been hilarious if you were like, no, this can't be your something new. This is your something borrowed because I want this back after the wedding.
You know, I figured I would maybe let her keep it as a memento.
You're very kind.
Uh-huh.
All right, Jessica, have a great day, and thank you for listening all these years.
Thanks, Bert. Have a great day.
You too.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Congratulations are in order for Mr. and Mrs. Benny Blanco, because Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco got hitched over the weekend on Saturday at a place called Seacrest Nursery in Santa Barbara.
That guy's everywhere, huh? Seacrest?
I was like, Benny Blanco?
He's got his hands in everything.
It took me a second, too. I was like, wait, is he referring to Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, I heard he hosted the ceremony. He was the officiant. And he was the MC for the reception as well.
But then he had to leave and go do a Wheel of Fortune taping. Yeah. So,
while Ryan Seacrest wasn't actually at the wedding, Taylor Swift, of course, was. Her bestie, Taylor Swift. Her Only Murders in the Building co-stars, Martin Short and Steve Martin, who allegedly gave a joint speech at the rehearsal dinner, which I'm sure was hysterical. Someone needs to release the tapes. Apparently, Paul Rudd, Zoe Saldana, Ed Sheeran, SZA, Camila Cabello, Cara Delevingne, Paris Hilton, Eric Andre, Phineas, and more celebs were there. I mean, this is more star-studded than the Met Gala, and it's just her wedding.
They both looked so blissfully happy. Like, I hope, like, I feel like everybody deserves to find love and to find happiness. Not everyone.
Everybody, I'm with you. I don't know, like 97% of people.
Well, don't you think if everybody did, the world would be a better place? maybe the people who we think we don't want to are the ones who really need it the most.
No, because usually one person in that relationship becomes an enabler of that other person. Yeah.
They would just blow it anyway.
Debauchery.
3% of the population does not deserve love.
Okay, gotcha. That tracks. But they both look so blissfully happy, and I hope this goes the distance for both of them, but for especially her.
And I loved her dress. Yeah. Her ceremony dress was a custom Ralph Lauren gown, and it was so beautiful. It's like this halter dress, and what I loved is that they really took control of the narrative and they posted photos on their socials before TMZ or the paparazzi could, because this place where they got married was, it was settled on a cliff. So you could only really see one side of the venue, but everything, of course, was boarded up, obviously trying to keep people away from taking photos from helicopters or whatever. But their photos were so beautiful, romantic, and timeless. Dare I say it was kind of giving father of the bride in a 90s classic way.
Did they disable their comments on like Facebook and Instagram? I'm hoping they did.
I don't know.
Because people have been so mean about him being kind of like aesthetically not nearly as hot as she is. Well, and people have been mean about it.
I mean, yeah.
And even on their wedding day, they don't care.
I didn't see any rude comments. And listen, I think at this point, like if you're going to hate on them in any kind of malicious way, they don't care. These are two successful billionaires that are blissfully unaware of anything going on, probably because they're too busy with their own actually interesting lives.
Oh, I think she cares. I think there's a couple of times that she's gotten off of social media because she said it's been affecting her mental health so much. And you would like to think that on her wedding day that people would give her a break, but you know people.
Yeah, those 3%ers, yep. They're going in on the comments. Yep. But yeah, she looked absolutely beautiful. She was given away by her grandfather who walked her down the aisle. And also, this is a really interesting fun fact that is alleged, is apparently Selena and Benny used the same wedding planner as Justin and Hailey Bieber did for their wedding, which is incestual is the wrong word. But of all the planners in the world, you couldn't choose somebody else if it is true. Obviously, none of this is confirmed. This is just a rumor that's going around. But I mean, at this point, like, I feel like everyone's moved on to where maybe they were just like, yeah, they did a really good job on my ex's wedding. Let's see how they can do on mine.
Yeah, we should have guessed this, that of course they were going to like take Selena Gomez's wedding and then make it about Justin Bieber in some capacity.
Yeah, right. Always.
You saw the post that he did and they're trying to like attach it to her wedding?
No.
Okay. So I just looked up really quick for you. I was like, what were some of the worst comments to Selena's wedding post? Because you know what? Let's just focus on the negative. But it says there
that's what we should call e-buzz. Let's focus on the negative.
But apparently hours after Selena's wedding, Justin Bieber made a cryptic Instagram post that included his song I Do, which was written for his wife, Hailey Bieber. And given the timing, fans flooded Bieber's comments, accusing him of being messy and petty. Users made sarcastic remarks like, Benny, I do. Justin, I do too. And bluntly told him to get over her.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, they went after him, mm-hmm. not after her. But it's like, could it be purely coincidence?
It's either calculated or really just insensitive.
I didn't
think about it at all.
I'm going to get on my high horse here. And I would like to think that if I was that young, rich, and successful all at the same time, I would have better things to do than to throw shade at my ex's now husband. But you know what? Some people are worse than us. All right.
This is The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.